Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Chav Tes, beginning on Chav Ches and Beis, by the bottom of the page, 10 lines up from the bottom, middle of the line, Mimai. We're in the middle of a discussion about Rava. Rava held the concept known as Mitzvahs Lav Tzichus Kavana, and then we got into a discussion about whether or not the Baal Tosef, when does Baal Tosef apply? And we said Baal Tosef only applies when it's in the midst of the mitzvah. So for example, putting on tefillin and putting five compartments in your tefillin. But let's say sleeping in the sukkah on the day after sukkah, that's not part of the time of the mitzvah anymore. So therefore, that wouldn't be counted. Then we brought an example. He said, well, we tried to knock him off by saying, what about the fact that we know that a person who goes out as a kohen and he continues, he adds a bracha after he just finishes making the brachas of Yivrecha Hashem Yisrecha, blessing the congregation. So we said that's a problem. Problem of Baal Tosef, and said, even though it was finished, and we said, no, not true, because it's not finished yet. Why is it not finished yet? It's not finished because you could continue doing the bracha the whole time. And then we brought another raya, and we brought a raya between a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, in reference to matnas dam. And that was end up being a raya for Rava to show only during the time, since it could be another Bechor is going to come. Therefore, it's considered during the time, and only then you'll be Baal Tosef, and not then not. Now the Gemara says, Mimai, who says it's a raya? Dilma Kasevi Rabbi Yeshua mitzvahs over Alehen, I feel a shul bismanim. Maybe even Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that you're going to be over the prohibition of Baal Tosef even after the fact, even when it's not during the mitzvah itself. So this is Gemara 9. This is what we mean to say over here. This is what we're doing. Rav Shemin Bar Abba, my time of Shavak Masnisen. Rav Shemin Bar Abba is the one who's coming and asking a kasha on Rava, who says about Tosef only applies during the actual act of doing a mitzvah. And he brought in as an example, Birchas Kohanim. So now, we said, Rav Shemin Bar Abba, my time of Shavak Masnisen. Why is he brought a Braisa? Why did he leave over the Mishnah? Most of me Braisa. He should have brought his question from a Mishnah itself. He could have brought it from the Dam of the Bechor. He decided to bring it from Birchas Kohanim. This is the Pshat, Masnisa, my time of Lemosif. Why didn't he go and bring it from a Mishnah? Because if another Bechor would show up, then you have to go ahead and bring its Dam. Therefore, the entire day is considered its Zman. So we say, okay. But according to that, Braisa Nami, also by a Braisa, the Braisa he brought, Kevadi Mitzrami Tzibur Achrin, if another Tzibur would come, Hadam Avarach, he can go and bring another, he does another Bracha, Kuli Yom Zvane, therefore the entire day is considered its man. However, if Shem Bar Abba still decided to bring only from the Braisa, not the Mishnah, why? If Shem Bar Abba says, Hasam Lusagi de Lo Yahiv. Over there by the case of Bechor, if someone would come ahead and bring its kachim, you have to go and do what he says. But Hacha, when it comes to the idea of the Birchas Kohanim, if he wants, he can make, he can add to it, he can say another bracha, another Birchas Kohanim. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Rava now explains, qualifies it a little bit more. Rava Amar, Lotzei Sloboi Kavana. When it's coming to be Yotzei something, there you don't need Kavana. But Lavor Boi Kavana, but to go and to be over in something, that Dafka would need Kavana. In fact, the Gemara of Ahal Matan Damim L'Rabbi Yeshua, when it comes to the giving the blood, or sprinkling the blood according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Lavor, which a person by doing that is being over in Isser, right, of Baal Tosef, V'lo Boi Kavana, and you don't need any Kavana over there. Ella, Marava, Rava comes and explains different. Let's say Sloboi Kavana. To be Yotzi something, you need Kavana. But Lavor, if you want to be over something, Bizmano Loboi Kavana. If it's during the time of the mitzvah itself, then you don't need Kavana to be over. Shalom Bizmano Boi Kavana. If it's not in the time, then it needs Kavana. So let's say sleeping in the Sukkah, day after Sukkot, which is no longer the Zman itself, in such a case to be over, you Dafka need to have Kavana. Amalei Rav Zera L'Shamei. Rav Zera comes and he argues and he says to his Shamis, beep, turn the page. Chavtes. Ichavin utakali. He says, go ahead, when it comes time to not blowing the shofar, he says, have in mind, kavana, to go ahead and be motzimi. Rashi explains, tiskavin letko b'shmi, lo tzieni yidei chovasi. You have to dafka kavana on me. Alma kasavar mashmiya boi kavana. We see over here that the one who's blowing the shofar is sriches kavana, even though it's during the time itself. Sounds like both of them have to have kavana, blower and the listener. Meisavei frek de gemara, akashan rav zeira. Hey, over achay beis genesis, you walk around the shul. Hoshay beis samach beis genesis, your house is next to a shul. V'shama kol shofar akol megillah. You hear someone reading, blowing the shofar or reading the megillah. Then, im kivin libo yotze, if you have kavana, you're yotze. If you have lertze, if you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. V'chi kivin libo mehava. Question is, though, if you go ahead and you have kavana, what does it help? How is it going to help you? Hech lo kam mechavin edaiti didei. The one who's actually blowing the shofar wasn't having kavana for you. So how should that work? Does the Gemara? No, we're talking about a particular case. Halchah b'shliach tzibor is kidding. We're talking about a shliach tzibor. Elchibur the daite akuli alma. He is das on anyone who's going to be listening. Okay, so let's fuck another kasha. Toshima, niskavin shomea, velo niskavin meshmia. Let's say the person goes ahead and the shomea has in mind that he wants to be yotze, velo niskavin meshmia. But the one who's being meshmia, the one who's blowing the shofar, he doesn't have in mind. Niskavin meshmia, or the flip. Niskavin meshmia, the one who's listening, the one who's blowing has in mind. Velo niskavin shomea, he doesn't have in mind. Lo yotze, both these cases are no good. Ach niskavin shomea, umeshmia, both of them have to have kavana. Katani mashmia, dumia dushmea. We compare the one to the other. Ma shomea, shomea la atzmo, af mashmia la atzmo. Just like the shomea, the one who's listening is listening for himself, meaning he's having kavana in order to be yotze the mitzvah. Af mashmia, mashmia la atzmo. So too, the one who's blowing it is having in mind for himself and not for the other person. The Katani lo yotza, and it says that you're not yotze. Kum tum choysin from here, what comes out from here? What comes out is that if a person goes ahead and he has in mind, when the person is being mashmia, he's blowing the shofar and he's having in mind for his own mitzvah, then the one who's listening himself actually does get the mitzvah. So what do you see? The one who's actually blowing it doesn't have to have in mind the one who's hearing it, which goes against Rav Zera. As a Gemara Tanai, Smachlokas Tanai, Titania, we learned Tanai, Abraisa, Shomea, Shomea la Atzmo. When the person who's listening, he has to hear for himself. He has to have kavana to be yotze the obligation. Mashmia, mashmia lefidarko. Even if he doesn't have that in mind, they could still be yotze. Amar Yossi, Rav Yossi says, what are we talking about here? Pashlech tzibor. When it comes to a yachid, person is not having mind for everybody, then the case is, lo yotze, the guy who's listening is not going to be yotze, atzi eskavin shomea umashmia, until both of them have intent, and that is Rabbi Zeira. And that is the way that Rabbi Zeir understands the case. Next beautiful Mishnah. Zakna Mishnah. V'haya kasha yarim Moshe yadu v'gavar Yisrael. V'gomer. When Moshe Rabbeinu would lift up his hand, Klal Yisrael would win. This is talking about when we're fighting against Amalek. He would put his hands up, Yeshua went out to war with the peeps, and they went against. So when Moshe's hands was up, they would win. When his hands went down, then Amalek would start to win. V'chiyadav shamosha, osas melchama, shovas melchama, is it the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu that either make us win or lose? El Elo Melcha is coming to tell you, Kozman, shahoyu Yisrael, mistaklin kapim. Ma'ila, as long as Ben Yisrael, we're looking up towards the heavens, up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mishabim Slibam Lavim Shel Hashemayim, and they would give over their hearts to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hayim Skabrim, then they would go ahead and they would overcome. They would start to win. But if not, then we've got also a problem. How you know from the would start to fall? Kayota B'davar Tomer, you also find a similar thing. I say Lachos Suraf V'Simoso Al Nis. We know that unfortunately Klal Yisrael were complaining against the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he sent a fiery serpent against them. And then he sent to Moshe Rabbeinu to go to make a snake on a pole, lift up the pole. And when they look at it, they'll live, and when not, then they don't. That's like the famous paramedic or medic symbol, like a snake on a staff. People forget the point. I think that they're, you know, Tov Shabarofim, you know where they go. I say, Lechosraf, Fisimosal, and they go make a snake and put it on this pole. V'haya, Kolonashach, V'roso, Uchai. Anyone who got bitten, look at it, and they're going to live. Well, V'chi Nachash, Mamis, Anachash, B'chai, is it the snake that does it? El Bezmanchi, you saw Mustakan, Klapin, Maila, Mushab, Nasliban, Lovin, Shav, Shamayim, Hemisrapim. They look up their bones, Shom, then they get better. V'imlav, and not, Hoyu, Nimukim. Then they will, basically, they're going to die. Cheresh shota v'katan. When it comes to cheresh shota v'katan, ain motzien es harabim yidei chavasan. They can't be motzi other people in terms of their obligation of hearing the shofar. Zekla. This is a general rule. Kol she'ino mechuyav b'davar, anything that themselves are not chayavin, ain't motzi es harabim yidei chavasan. You can't be motzi other people their chov. Tana rabbanon zok the gemara. Kol chayavim b'tkiyah shofar. Everyone's chayav b'tkiyah shofar. Kohanim levim b'yisraelim. Gerim v'avodim shucharim. Kohanim b'yisraelim. Gerim converts v'avodim shucharim and freed slaves. V'tumtum v'androgynous. So tumtum means literally like it's stopped up. It's blocked. They don't have a simanim, whether it's a boy or a girl, and androgynous means that it actually has both of them, and that's a suffix, whether male or female. Mishachetzi avad chetzi ben chorin, and someone who is chetzi slave and chetzi free. All these are chayef. Tumtum eno motzi lo es mino v'lo shenu mino. A tumtum thing that's stopped up that you don't see either simon, whether boy or girl, they can't be motzi themselves, and they can't be motzi. I'm sorry, another tumtum or something which is not a tumtum or someone that's not a tumtum. Anjoganus motzi es mino. Anjoganus can be motzi another anjoganus. Aval lo es shel eno mino. It can't be the tumtum or something else. Why is that? Because it's either definitely a boy, or it's definitely a girl. This is a suffix, which one it is. But when we deal with the jugglers, but a tumtum, we don't know which one it is. Avalo is shein amino. Someone who's chetzi chetzi, you're free and you're not free. Eno motzi lo esmino velo esein amino. You can't be motzi someone who's your type, meaning they are the same thing. Lo esein amino, and not someone which is not the same thing, meaning they are either fully free or fully slaved. Amar mar kol chayv mitiyo shofar koanim levim b'sreilim pshita. Obviously, they're chayv. If not them, then who? We need this to teach us dafka for kohanim. I would have thought. Since it says in the pasuk, Yom Teruah Hiye Lachem, it is a day of trua that is for you. I would say this is only someone who they only have one day of blowing. In other words, kohanim, they don't have only one. V'hani kohanim, since they have tkiyas the whole year. The pasuk says, "Utkata mechatzosas alolaseichem." When you bring olas, you should be tokeya with chatzotzos. Then emel lechayev, I would say they're not chayev at all when it comes to this. Kamash Malan that tells you now like that they're going to be chayev. In fact, the Gemara, me dummy, why would you have thought that in the first place? Hasam chatzotzos over there when it says they're going to be kohanim and the kohanim do it during the year. Has chatzotzos hachashover. This is talking about a shofar, so there's no reason to have excluded them to think they're not chayev. Ella itzchach. Rather, what do we need it for? We need it for the following. Kasakatet dechemin. I would have thought. Hold to nonsense. We said in the Mishnah a couple days ago. Shava halyovel Rosh Hashanah l'tkiyah l'brachos. We said that Yovel Rosh Hashanah, Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah is, one more time, Yom Kippur on Yovel is similar to Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Tekiah and Brachos. The man the Isa of Mitzvahs Yovel, someone who has all of the mitzvahs of Yovel that apply to him, Isa of Mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, they have the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah as well. When it comes to Kohanim, there are certain parts of the Yovel that they are exempt from, that don't apply to them, that apply to everyone else. Hovelesu b'mitzvahs Yovel, since they are not obligated in all the mitzvahs of Yovel, then maybe you think that they're not chayiv. That's what we needed to tell us. The Tanan, how do we see that they're not chayiv in all of them? Kohanim leviim mochim la'olam. They can go and they can sell their stuff anytime they want to sell it. And this really applies to everybody. If you look at this nice, delicious Rashi, points out that's everybody says that, but still we get that starting point. V'golim le'olam. They're able to go out and migol, they can go out and redeem their property forever. As opposed to Levim and Yisraelim, they can't do it forever. They have restrictions on when they could do that. So, Eim of a mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah, lo chayiv. Let's say they're not going to be chayiv in that mitzvah. Kamash Malam comes to us, not like that, that they're chayiv also to hear the mitzvah of shofar. Mi shechetzi avr chetzi ben chorin. Someone who's a chetzi chetzi, what is the deal with him? Eino motzi, lo etzmina velo shen eino mina. Can't do either of them. Amar Rav Huna. Well, atzma motzi, but he can go and he can motzi himself. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. He says, "Maishna lachirim d'lo. Why can't he be motzi somebody else? D'lo tzitzan avdu samapik tzad chayrus, because he can't have the slave part of him that's going to be motzi the tzad chayrus of somebody else. So la'atzmanami said the same thing according to him as well. He shouldn't be able to half of him can't be motzi the other half of him. Lo tzitzan avdu d'day samapik tzad chayrus d'day. Hello, I'm Rav Nachman. He comes and he says, "Afla atzvon imotzi inechinami. He can't be motzi even himself." Wild. Tanya Mihachi, Misha Chetzi Ever, Chetzi Ben Chorin, Afla Atzma in Motzi, can be Motzi himself. Tani Ahava Berei Dreb Zera. Name one of your kids Ahava. Love to hear that. So comes Ahava and he teaches the name of Rabbi Zer. Kola Brachos Kulan, all Brachos. Afla Misha Yotze Motzi, even though you are Yotze, you're Yotze, your own Bracha, you can be Motzi somebody else. This is the classic din, something known as Arvis. Arevim ko Yisro ze boze. I thought it's Zeloze. Ze boze. Afla Misha Yotze Motzi, Rashi says, Shere ko Yisro, Arevim ze boze. Lemitzos, we're all of Arvis, we're connected to each other. Chutz. Chutz mi birchas alechem, except for birchas alechem, birchas ayayin, which we showed him say doesn't literally mean only bread and wine, but it means things that are just birchas hanen. She'im lo yatza, that if you are not yotzi yourself yet, then motzi you can motzi someone else. V'im yatza, but you already made the bracha on it, and a motzi you can't do it for somebody else. Only brachas mitzvos you can do, but not that. By Rava, frek the Gemara, Kasha comes along, Rava, beep, turn the page, chuf tesim abeis. Brichas alechem shel matzah, what about the mitzvah of lechem on matzah? Can, or brichas ayayin shel kiddush hayom? Mahu, what's the din over there? Kevin the chovahud, so do you want to say, since it's a chiyav to have these things, then therefore, mapik, I can go ahead, even if I'm motzi, if I was already yotzi, I can motzi someone else. Or dilma, as you say, bracha lav chovahi. The bracha is not the chiv of the mitzvah, just eating is the chiv of the mitzvah, therefore I can't be motzi saying that bracha. Toshima damar avashi ki avinim beirav papa, b'hab per papi, have a mekadosh on him be'kiddush v'as v'chiyav v'asi arisei midabra, and when they arisei the sharecroppers who came in, midabra, from outside, have a mekadosh l'hui be'kiddush for them as well. Tana rabbanan. Right, so what do we see? We see the taki you could. Even though you're yotzi, you can be motzi to somebody else in the mitzvah. Tana rabbanan lo yifas adam prusa l'orchin. You can't go ahead and make the bracha for guests, unless you're eating with him. But he can do it for his family members. Them how to say brachas, meaning if you're not eating it itself, but to teach him how. And by halo and megillah, even though you're yotze, you can be motzi somebody else. Hadron Allah Ru Bazdin. Well, we said Hadron Allah. Let's do that very quickly. Chaf Ham and Baz. We start off the Mishnah, which says, Ru Bazdin, Choyso, Nechru Adam, Lohiv Spiku Loma, Bikudush, Ashikhashikh, I raise him Uber. Okay, we're Yotzi that. Let's jump back in now to the next parak. Starting the fourth parak of Meseches Rosh Hashuni. Zok the Heilige Heilige Mishnah. We want to learn more of you. Yom Tov Shir Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Let's see, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. B'Mikdash HaYitokin. You can blow the shofar in the Mikdash. Avalo B'Medina. But you don't read it outside. Not in Yerushalayim. Not in the Gevulin. Only there. Mishachar B'Sam Mikdash. Oh, yoy, when the B'Sam Mikdash was destroyed. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shayutokin B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Bezin. Any place where there's a Bezin, they go and they do it. Amr Rabbi Lazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ela b'Yavna b'Vad. He said, no, only in Yavna. Rashi says, shahayis hasham Sanhedrin gedola b'yamav, v'chein b'chol makom shagolsa Sanhedrin. Only when there's a Sanhedrin, 71. Lo b'bezin shalasim b'shalosha b'nat, if it's 23. So the previous statement, he said that it's even 23. And he's saying, no, only in a place of 71. Armelo, they responded back to him. The Gemara's going to ask, why are you responding back? They said back, echad b'Yavna. He says, whether it's in Yavdav Echad Kol Makom Sheis Bezdin, Yispo Bezdin, you can go and you can blow the shofar, arguing. Va'od Zos Haisi Yerushalayim Yisera Yavna, and this is what Yerushalayim had over Yavna. It says, Rashi, Ba'oda Binyano, while the Beis HaMikdash still existed, Yiserasa B'tikiyas Shabbos Al Yavna, and had one up on Yavna. Why? Because Shekol Ir HaYeroa, any city that could see Yerushalayim, Vishomo Sukrova, and they came able to hear, and it was close, V'yachola Lavo, and was able to go ahead and come, and then even they can be tokeh, they're really be token. But Yavna, when it comes to Yavna, lo you token elu b'bezin b'vad, when it comes to Yavna, they can only do it in bezin itself. Zok the Gemara, mina hani mili. Where do we know this from, this idea that you're not allowed to go out and blow the shofar on Shabbos, and we only do it in the Beit HaMikdash? Amar Rabbi Levi bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Kosev Echad Amar, one pasuk says, Shabbason zichron trua. Right, which means that it's Shabbason, stop, a remembrance of trua, which Rashi explains right next to it. V'lo trua mamish ela mikro shel trua yomer. We say the pesukim of trua. V'kosav echam yom trua, yeah, but one pasuk says yom trua li'elachem, that this should be a day of trua for you, which means that you've been blowing the shofar. Says Gemara lo kasha kan biyom trua shechal liyos b'Shabbos. One second when it's on Shabbos, and Kan Biyom Tushcholios Bechol. One second when it's during the weekday. Amar Rava Imidaraisa He. If you want to say that this is a Doraisa Dikashtikol, that you can go ahead and you can blow the shofar even on Shabbos, right? That there's only that. That you're not allowed to blow it on Shabbos. Then B'Mikdash Heichitoken. How could you go ahead and blow it in the Beit Hamikdash, right? If it's just Doraisa. Ve'odin. Furthermore, Halav Malachi goes pretty much of the opposite extreme over there. So it's not even a malacha altogether. The itzuch kolam ute to come along and say that there's a pasuk you have to be memayit it. The Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, Tanit says, kol malacha savod lo sasu. Pasuk says, you're not allowed to do any malacha. Yotzah Tekiya Shofar, and this is excluding Tekiya Shofar, Uridiya Sapas, and taking the bread out of the oven. Shehi Chachma Ve'ina Malacha. That's considered wisdom. It's not considered Malacha. To be able to take it out in a way that doesn't break, and to be able to blow the Shofar is considered Chachma, so if it's not a problem altogether. Ella Merava Midaraisa Mishashar. Really Midaraisa, it's not a problem to blow the Shofar in Shabbos. Rabbanan, who the gods are Be'in, which Rabbanan who came along to, or goes there, Kid Rabba. Classic. We've seen it a few times in Shas so far, Gezer the Rabba. Dama Rabba, Akol Chayav Mitkiya Shofar, Ve'ina Kol Bekiyam Mitkiya Shofar. Everyone's Chayav and Shofar, but not everyone's a Bucky and Shofar. And Gezerish, I mean, you thought it'd be Yitzel Abaki Limod. We're worried a person's going to go and take it, and they're going to walk outside, and they're going to carry it in a place they're not allowed to carry. And therefore, that's why they say not to blow it. If you're in Arba Amos, it's just a rabbim, and that's the problem. The Hainu Taina, the Lulav, that's also why Lulav falls out in the first day, falls out in Shabbos. Lulav doesn't fall in Shabbos, but Sukkot falls in Shabbos. We don't do it behind the time in the Megillah. Also, Megillah falls in Shabbos. You don't read it either. Next part of the Mishnah, Mishachar. Once a Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He came along. What did he say? That you do it wherever there's a Beis Din. Tanu Rabbanan, Frek the Gemara. Pam Achas Chal Rosh Hashanah Lios for Shabbos. One time, Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. V'hayu Kol Ha'arim Miskansin. And this is talking about the first Rosh Hashanah after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. V'hayu Kol Ha'arim Miskansin, everybody came, and they came to go ahead and hear the shofar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lebnei Beseri, he said to Bnei Beseri that were Rashi's Gedol Yador Hayu. He says, Nitka, let's blow the shofar for them. You know, they came together to hear the shofar. Amar Lo, say back to him, Nidon. Let's do a little din here. Rashi says, Im yesh ligzor af b'makom bezdin shema yitlena. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this altogether. Let's say the Dana Din over here, whether we should do it in a place such as this. Even where we have the Sanhedrin, maybe we shouldn't be blowing. He says to him, listen, let's first just blow the shofar, and then afterwards we'll decide what to do for the next year. They blew it. After they did it, they said to him, okay, let's sit down and do it then. He says, no, kvar nishma karen b'yavna. What do you mean? He already blew a shofar in Yavna. You can't back out. Once you already did it, you can't go back out of it. Rashi says it's going to be genai. There are going to be notzi laz. About us that we made a mistake, so let's just keep it, and this is what we're going to be doing. Nice move. Now, we had in the Mishnah, just one more time, we started by saying that if Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, in the Mikdash they do it, but not in the Medina. Once the basin was destroyed, now we have an interesting discussion. First, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said they're tokeh in every place that there's a basin. Then, Rabbi Lezer says, Lo Yitzkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ela B'Yavna Vavad. Says, no, only in Yavna. And then it flips back, and Amrulo, Echad Yavna V'Echad Komakam Sheshbo Basin. In both places. So the Gemara now asks the following question. Amru Lo, Hainu Tanakama. This is the same as the Tanakama. The Amru Lo people are the Tanakama that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai basically said that they do it wherever there's a basin. That's why he's saying it again. There's a difference between them. The difference is Beidina de Akrai. If you have a temporary basin, the Tanakama, a.k.a. Rabbi Shimon when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he came along and says, whatever there's a basin, which means it doesn't matter if the basin is there permanent or temporary, you're going to blow the shofar. But when the ones responded, the ones who came and they spoke up, and the Amrulos, when they said it, they said that no, even in a place where it's going to be in a place where there's a basin, right, 23, he says that it's both in Yavne and a place where there's a basin. And Rashi points out that therefore he's comparing the one to the other, and that it's got to be something which is permanent, not something which is temporary. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.